to do after this. So.
All right. Well, hey, friends, it's Peggy Hall from the healthyamerican.org. I have a really inspiring interview for you today. And I love more than nothing. Did I put that correctly? What I love most of all is bringing inspiring stories of people who are thriving, even thriving in the midst of obstacles. We all have our trials and setbacks and things in our life that we want to overcome. And I wanted to bring you the story of Rebecca Rulin. She is a fellow Orange Countyan from California. And welcome to the show, Rebecca.
Thank you so much, Peggy, for having
It's
me, and I can't wait to tell you everything.
well, let's just dive in because you actually have started a business, and you started this in the midst of what I call the hogwash when a lot of people were closing their businesses. I helped a lot of business owners kind of navigate what was going on related to government restrictions and oppression and all of that. And I did want to let the audience know that your dad reached out to me to say, "Hey, my daughter has started this business, and I would love, for you to have her be an advertiser. She doesn't need to advertise. I just want to hear her story and be inspired." So take us back to when it was early 2020 or 2021. What was going on in your life, and how did you decide to become a young entrepreneur?
Okay, well, going back, it was in 2020 when this all started. I was in my senior year of college. I went to Baylor University in Texas. So I was there, and then the pandemic kind of started. I had 2 months left of my senior year. So in that time, I had to come home back to Irvine, which is where I grew up. And I really had nothing else to do with my time. I was kind of in this perfect sweet spot of not being able to get a job because the pandemic was starting, but also having just graduated and wanting to do something. So I would just get up every morning and go to my kitchen, and I had all this free time, and I watched a lot of YouTube videos, read a lot of recipes from Pinterest, and I just really devoted all my time to it. So, yeah.
Well, let me do this. I'm going to share the screen and let's just show everybody what you created. So, this is Sweet Dreams Bakery. And of course, this is right around the holiday season, and my mouth is watering just looking at these creations. So, tell us a little bit about how you came up with the idea and for the name, for the products, how you get your information out there. The goal is to really, inspire people to think about doing something with their time and maybe thinking outside the box.
Absolutely. I've always been more on the creative side, so I always had a little bit of that artistic kind of idea flow in my head. So I think I really just needed the basics of how to do something. I've always liked to figure things out on my own. So once I got the basics down, that kind of expanded everywhere. And I've worked in social media before. I've always loved photography. So, I mean, I've made pottery, I've painted, I've drawn before. So, all of that kind of combined into this perfect little mixture of all of my interests. I grew up baking, but I really never explored it until my senior year. And that was just kind of the medium that stuck over all of them because I can kind of use everything in one.
I love it. It is creative. I want to go back to the website here. So you not only have created these designs, you've photographed them.
I did.
And this is just so adorable. So let's talk a little bit about the business. Then we'll circle back and talk a little bit more about the entrepreneurial aspect of it. But tell me, so you are a home baker, is that correct? What
I
kind of
am.
restrictions do they have in California in terms of that?
So I have to have a cottage food license that puts a cap on how much I can make a year, which is really interesting. I have to list all of the ingredients that I use, food handlers certificate, that sort of stuff, all the insurance, everything. But other than that, It's been very, very difficult to find a storefront that's affordable and that will cater to what I need. I've looked in surrounding Orange County cities and everything, and there are so many rules and regulations, it almost makes it impossible to do it. So there are definitely baby steps that need to be taken before I can jump into something like that. But other than that, it has been okay dealing with that side of things.
And you just did that self-taught. You just step by step did the research and figured out what do I need to do to bake these items at home and sell them?
Yeah, so my dad is the greatest, and he helped a lot with the legal side of things because that's not my strong suit.
You're in the
Yeah, I know, I was busy. I didn't have the time to
baking.
research everything. But I definitely tried to in the beginning. That was something that I had to learn, was I can't do everything, and to kind of delegate and give other people tasks and ask for help when I need it. So,
I want to camp out on that comment for just a minute. A couple of weeks ago, I did a series of videos encouraging people to, go after their dreams. There may be people at all different ages and stages in life, and they may have lost their jobs due to, the restrictions or the business closing or whatever. Maybe they moved out of state or their financial picture changed. And there are people that have had dreams, maybe of baking. I know people that wanted to start organic gardens, dog walking businesses, getting to get into painting, open up, their own little private homeschool or something. And sometimes people feel like it's too overwhelming. I don't know where to start. And what I really like what you said there, Rebecca, is I asked for help. And I just want to underline that, highlight it, italicize bold. In our culture, we can have a concept of if I don't do it, I need to do it myself. I should be able to know these things. So asking for help is a huge plus. Other people may have walked that path before you, or like you say, that's not really your thing, but your dad was willing to research and assist. And so I think asking for help is huge. And then I also like that you are focusing on your passions. And there are a couple schools of thought in, businesses and making money. And it's like, well, just go work at whatever job you want and do your passions on the side. And then there's another school of thought, which is, maybe I can make money on my passion. So that's part of the story that really inspires me. And I wanted to bring you on to really encourage others that there's always another way. It's not too late. You don't have a storefront, but you are running a business. So, do you mind sharing a little bit about some of the marketing or how you get your orders? How do people find out about you?
Course. So everything's through social media, pretty much. I'd say I get 90% of business through social media, Instagram specifically. People will find me on Google. A lot of it is through referrals, people just offering up that information, or it kind of advertises itself because if you go to a party and people have my desserts, then they say, "Well, where did you get those?" And then that
And
just
look at
kind
these desserts.
of
Oh my
Yes.
gosh, this looks
To touch on
incredible.
the topic you were saying before about feeling overwhelmed and asking for help, that was something I was completely overwhelmed in the beginning. So to get started is the hardest part. And I did not intend on doing this for my career, but through the help of other people, I am able to do this. My parents have helped me so much. It's now a full-fledged family business. And yeah,
That's
that's what has made it really,
wonderful. Oh my
yeah.
gosh.
I know. I owe
That
so much
is
to them.
really fantastic. And you're talking about social media, and I remember a couple of years ago, I actually saw something where people there was a woman that was baking these little cupcakes, and my husband's birthday was coming around, and I thought, these are so cute, and I don't have to do the baking, and it will be a special surprise. And that's exactly what I did through social media. And I ordered it, and I drove to her house, and I picked it up, and it was beautifully wrapped and presented. And also, part of me really loves supporting local businesses and entrepreneurs and self-starters. And the fact that you're doing it at a young age is just really inspiring and empowering.
I
especially in Orange County, which is a very, do you find that, well, we talked about some of the legal issues and getting a storefront. Are there others doing the same thing you are? I mean, do you find that, or is it pretty much there's room for everybody?
I'd say what I do specifically, I don't think there is anyone that is doing exactly what I'm doing. And that's mostly because I offer so many things. I found that people, there are cookie people, there are cake people, there's a ton of small businesses. And a lot of my friends and people my age have done the same sort of thing, but with a different type of business. So that has definitely come out of the pandemic. And I'm just looking at everything, but
we'll go back to that. I want you to tell me a couple of those things.
Yeah.
But well, what I really like about your story is it's a can-do story. And I do need to ask, did you ever go back to Texas or did you end that chapter?
I had to go back one time to move everything out. I literally left everything in my, where I was staying in Texas. And I had to come back a few months later, and it was really sad. It was definitely, I'd say this business wasn't just me like being happy-go-lucky and everything. It was something that was really therapeutic for me. Mm-hmm. And for the people who are the artists, want to grow their plants, want to do everything like that, I think that it's so special when you can combine your passion with your job. Sometimes it's a double-edged sword because I love baking, but sometimes I go to work and I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to bake another cake. So there are the pros and cons with it, but yeah, I didn't really go back to Texas. I just had to pack my stuff pretty much.
That's an interesting part of the story. And did you say you were a sophomore or where were you in your college again? Can you remind me?
I was a senior.
You were a senior.
I had to finish my last 2 months of my senior year of college on Zoom.
Okay. So you did complete that college experience. Okay.
School. I did not go to school for anything baking related.
Yeah.
I majored in something completely random. And yeah, it was definitely, I think for everyone, it was a really hard, sad time, but I have seen other small businesses come out of it. Mm-hmm. I think people have gone back to the basics in a lot of ways. And part of why I think I was so successful at that time was because everyone was looking for something to root for and believe in, and supporting small businesses is a big thing. So not everything can come from a huge corporation.
Well, that bothered me and many other people when during those years, you know, Costco was open, but the little mom and pop shops were closed and, you know, other things like that, just that, you know, you've got to find another way. That's one of my mottos is there's always another way and I'm going to find it. I will handle whatever comes up. It may not be the way I wanted it. It might even turn out better. I don't know, because if that way's done, this is a new way. So that's part of your story that really inspired me as well. And many people are questioning whether or not investing time and money into a four-year college degree is going to yield the results they want. And many, many people, myself included, have gone on to professions that were not necessarily related to what they studied. And these days, there are so many other opportunities. You completed your school, your education remotely. And some people are doing apprenticeships or just self-study, or they're doing certificate programs that are not related to a four-year degree. They're focusing on, you know, a specific area. And it's like, that really makes sense. You know, why don't I spend all of my time studying coding or something rather than, I don't know, film studies that's not related, but.
It seems like the safe option to do that because, you know, coding or the finance realm of things that directs specifically into a job. Mm-hmm. But doing what I do, there was no perfect category for me.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you go to like pastry school, but that's not what I did. And yeah, I think a lot of people should do more of like the trade schools and all of that. I mean, I didn't have to go to college to do what I do now. I'm glad I went. I'm glad I had that experience and got that education, but I didn't need to for to make a career out of it.
Yeah, I think these kinds of stories are so inspiring. And the fact that you didn't go to pastry school, you're self-taught. And I do want to go to the website and I want to look at some of these goodies as we wrap up here. And do you ship outside of Cali? What's the shipping like if somebody
I
wanted to
don't
order?
at the moment. I offered shipping for certain products, and I found this was just to my friends in the beginning, but I found that it like stuff would crack, or it wouldn't be in the best condition I would want to give someone. So that's something that may be explored in the future, but as of now, everything is just so custom that it's hard.
Anybody that's coming to Orange County, California, you can get these treats. And let's take a
Exactly.
look. And that makes it even more special. So I was curious about cakesicles. I've heard of cake pops, and we're here at it's sweetdreamsbakeryoc.com. So if you are in the area or you want to make a special trip there, there is the order form here online. But I'm curious about the cakesicles. Is that what this is here?
That is a cakesicle,
Oh my
yes.
gosh, that
So
looks incredible.
a cakesicle is it's the same interior as a cake pop. It actually has the same exterior too. It's just this is a little known fact about cake pops, unless you've made them, but all it is ground up cake mixed with frosting. So it's completely baked. And I use a mold to make the cake pops that shape. And you pour melted chocolate and put the interior in. And yeah, it's probably like 3 times the size of one cake.
Okay. So when I look at something like this is it makes me look like it appears as though it is ice cream, but it's not, and it's not frozen. Is that correct?
Correct. It's not ice cream and it's frozen.
So it looks like people probably order these for parties and birthdays and
I do a lot of baby showers.
baby showers.
That's
Look at how adorable. Oh my gosh.
lots of baby showers, lots of first birthdays. I'd say, it's definitely something that moms want to do because their children's parties are very themed, especially in the beginning. So to get something as specific for their needs, that's what I do. I also do I do a lot of weddings, bridal showers, birthdays. It's a little bit of everything, really. During the holidays, I've done a lot of corporate events and yeah, a lot of work events.
These are just gorgeous. I love the colors. I love the creativity. Of course, I love little surfboards here too. That's close to my heart as a surfer. I have a question for you then here, Rebecca. How long would it take to bake, let's just say, a wedding cake? Is there an average time? I mean, the artistry that goes into that. Wow.
I'd say it depends on the size of the cake. One tier of a cake, so it's just one, that takes about 3 to 4 hours to complete just that one cake. It's broken up into pieces. So, you have to bake it, you have to wait for it to cool, you have to decorate it. There's a lot that goes into that. But with wedding cakes, it's typically people don't typically want anything other than the classic design, the basics. So that is a little bit easier than the, truck themed birthday parties and that sort of thing.
When I was a kid, we basically like a special cake you got at the grocery, you just like bought it from the bakery or at the grocery store bakery. It was that, these days
That's what
it's
we
just
did too.
the
There.
creativity is it really is art. I mean, it's absolutely gorgeous. And I love that you're sharing this with me. So you're a home baker. So does that mean like the kitchen is off limits for making breakfast and everything? Or do you have set hours? I mean, don't bakers get up
No.
like 2 in the morning or something?
Yeah. So my mom helps so much. She'll get up early and she kind of does the things that she is appointed doing. And then my dad kind of has his time. He helps out too. And then I come in after everything is a little bit more prepped and I do the things. So if someone needs to eat, they have their time slot some
I
other
love it.
time. Yes, and in a different section. But yeah, so the kitchen, it's definitely, we've gotten our use out of the kitchen for sure.
Well, I love that it's really expanded into a family business and that you have that support and that you were able to take this time and rather than like, you know, mope around as the old expression goes and feel sorry for yourself, you're like, I've got to do something here. And yeah. then one thing led to another. And that's the inspiring story that I want to share. So any of you out there watching this that you've been thinking about, you know, I've wanted to get going. What advice can you give them just on whatever project they might be procrastinating on or holding back on?
It's so cliche, but you just have to start. You have to push yourself to begin. You have to push yourself to learn everything you can. Even before you truly get started, you have to be knowledgeable to a certain extent. You learn as you go, but you have to have the basics and you just have to believe in yourself. But also, you need to have the humility to understand when you need help and what your strong suits are, and then ask for help where you're not strong. So
that's excellent. That is such excellent advice. Just get started. You learn as you go. Mm-hmm. Believe in yourself.
If you fail, yeah. It's okay. There's no harm, no foul. I mean, for me, I had it a little bit easier in this sense because I had nothing to lose. Like I really had nothing else going on all the time in the world. So I was a little bit more safe in that situation. But if you do have the free time and if it's something that's really important to you, then do it. Just start doing it.
Yeah, that is so true. Everybody has different situations and there are some that might have, be householders with young children or something. And I always, you know, you can find like 25 minutes to get started, even get up 25 minutes earlier, stay up late, exactly. Forego maybe some social media or TV or whatever. And just like you say, getting started can get that ball rolling and overcoming that kind of, lack of action, the action can get the motivation going. And mm-hmm. I'm just thrilled to have you on, Rebecca, and have you share the story. I want to share the website one more time. So here it is, friends. I will have a link as well. It's Sweet Dreams Bakery, OC, of course, the OC. And I like just looking at these. These are so beautiful and inspiring. And then your story is so encouraging as well. So keep me posted on how the business grows. And you never know, you might get an order from me one of these days as well.
I hope I do.
Give me your social media where people can find you on Instagram. And if you're on
So my Instagram is at Sweet Dreams Bakery OC. It's the same as my website. It's the same as my email, but it's at Gmail. So Sweet Dreams Bakery OC at Gmail. TikTok, same thing. That's it. Those are all my different platforms.
Well, that's just great, Rebecca. It's so nice to meet a young person who is thriving, who's an entrepreneur, who has faced some challenges, who's gotten the support, and who is you're in the game, you're in there, you're active, you're doing it. And these are the kind of stories I love to share. So keep us posted. And I want to thank everybody for being on board. And I look forward to seeing you in an upcoming broadcast.